Three stars of the Hollywood Walk of Fame have gone to dogs. Who are they? Well, you can probably guess a couple of them. Of course, Rin Tin Tin.
That would be my first guess.
Lassie.
Lassie. Yeah.
And one more dog.
I think I know.
Okay.
Benji?
No.
Oh.
Oh. I think other dogs.
How about you, Mr. Carroll's joining
us.
What
about the dog from the Brady Bunch?
Well, you don't know his name.
No, how about the...
Ruff. Ruff. That was Dennis the Menace's dog.
Who was the Boston Terrier on the... what's his name? Kelsey Grammer's.
Oh, the Fred?
No.
No.
This is an older one, and okay. I don't even know this one. A Strongheart. Wow. Must have been from the 40s or 50s.
Probably,
don't know.
Yeah.
So, why can't Cheetah get a little love? Remember Cheetah? Tarzan?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cheetah. Cheetah is trying for the 7th time to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's tried 6 times. It's like trying to get in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He was a monkey, though.
Oh, yeah.
It
was a chimpanzee. Well, but there are only... Those are the
animals.
Only animals.
Oh, animals.
Yeah. Live animals.
Yeah, well, that now, should be a slam dunk, man.
You got Kermit the Frog's on there. But
yeah. That's not
anime.
Really... yeah, that's
fake.
Really
fake. Donald Duck's got one.
Yeah, that's not really
no,
real.
So Cheetah's trying for the 7th time to get on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, get a star there, the only other... animals of those 3 dogs. This year, Cheetah will be considered with some 200 other entertainers. Of course, Cheetah credits include, of course, the Tarzan movies and the very first Dr. Doolittle back in 1967.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I saw that at the movie theaters.
Yeah.
With the was that? The two-headed llama, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, the big question is, do you remember who Dr. Doolittle was?
Rex Harrison.
Oh,
13
no.
minutes after 8 o'clock.
Actually, he's my mom's OB.
Okay.
There was a Dr. Doolittle here in Omaha who was an OB. Yeah, he delivered me.
Well, he did a lot.
Explains a lot, huh?
Yeah.
He was a busy fella.
Doolittle did a lot.
Yes. Sorry.
There's people out there that are going,
I remember
Dr.
him.
Dr. Doolittle delivered me.
That's right. All right, Mr. Well, I just, as concerning the film, who are the other stars in the film?
I don't know.
Yeah.
There was one who was married
what
to Joan Collins.
What movie are we
Collins.
Talking about?
We're back to
Tarzan.
Dr.
Doolittle.
I'm trying to trip him up on Dr. Doolittle trivia.
There's
Samantha
no such thing
Egger
tripping me up.
Was one of
Samantha
them.
Egger. Who is that?
She was a British actress. She was in Dr. Doolittle.
And what else?
I thought it was
and
Eddie
Tony,
Murphy was Dr. Doolittle.
Tony,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, the singer Tony
Bennett.
No, he's British. Anthony Newley.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was it.
Oh, I remember him.
Yes, Anthony Newley was married to Joan Collins, and he was in Dr. Doolittle. He was the singing assistant.
Okay. Anyway, Cheetah's trying to get on the Walk
Tony
of Fame.
Go, Cheetah.
That are...
Go, Cheetah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
14 minutes after 8 o'clock, and now I know we need to get on to really important business, like more finding out more details about the big move.
Better yet, I would rather continue on trivia concerning Mr. Carroll's life story. No, we don't? Okay, everybody write that down. So next time
Dr.
I ask
Doolittle.
During a carathon who
and
delivered
then,
Mr. Carroll, you'll know.
Where was my childhood doctor's offices located?
Where
right
are they?
Right here.
Wow. You were destined.
Your office, Bruce's office, yeah. T. Scott's office, Made Catherine's office. Those were all the exam rooms here for Dr. Underreiner.
Dr. Say it again.
Tried to say that with a retainer in your mouth. Dr. Underreiner.
Underreiner.
Yes. Underreiner.
Doolittle and Underreiner.
Who was your dentist when you were little?
Oh, he was right over here in Benson. I'm trying to remember his name. He Dr. McCaslin.
Oh,
okay. He was the brother of the McCaslin. I'm almost positive, either a brother or cousin of all the McCaslin brothers that were priests. And he was an older dentist. You know, I think he passed on in the early 70s, probably. We always would kid around, but actually it was true. He would fill cavities without using Novocaine.
Oh,
he'd just hit you on the head.
Yeah,
you'd not. Well, not really. You're supposed to do the
that was my
rim
era.
Shot.
These are going to be great carathon trivia questions. Okay, one more. I got to know. Who was the first priest you served for when you were an altar boy?
That's Father Partouche.
Oh.
He was the first one that I served for, and it was his first Mass. Talk about pressure.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, I think it was Monsignor Ulrich, who was the pastor at Our Lady of Lourdes. And I think it was sixth grade that we learned, and it was shortly after learning in May. Then Father Partouche was ordained in June, so I think I had my first Mass, and then we had the week-long, and then Father Partouche was ordained, and his first Mass, I was one of his altar servers. Back then, we had 5. servers. So
he's back at Peter and Paul, isn't he?
He is at Peter and Paul.
That reminds me of...
Isn't that where Father Lewis is at?
Yep, that's where he's in residence. That reminds so many of the are fine men who are pastors. I think of Father Carl Salinitro. His first assignment was Holy Cross as an assistant priest, and now he's the pastor there. It's kind of neat having that history. So we appreciate you sharing the history of your life.
I have more history about... Since I grew up down the street here, I used to come up with... Well, it was a Chris Rexall drug, but... Of course, now it's the Cozy.
And that has a little history to it, too.
Where the Holy Name Bingo Hall is, that was Shaver's Food Mart right around the corner. And where the where we're at today, the studios, the library, and the chapel in my office, this was all a jewelry store.
Oh, okay.
Through here. Well, and
very fitting that that's where we have the chapel.
That's right. Something very precious.
A new jewel.
Yes, the jewel.